Cindy Longchamps is walking through the garden of the Family Life Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The flowers are beginning to bloom, everything from bright red tulips to tiny pink apple blossoms.
Here along this is the apple orchard, and this is the strolling lane. On this side, there's strawberries planted. Daffodils, tulips, hyacinths. There's just the rose bushes. This is the rose garden area.
Every inch of this garden was carefully planned for one purpose, to help Alzheimer's patients. It's a unique kind of treatment called horticultural therapy. All of the plants play a role, like these old-fashioned perennials. Longchamp says the flowers often evoke memories of the 1920s, a time when most of the patients were in their prime.
The median age here is about 75, but the majority of them believe that they are 17 to 26 years old. So we tried to form a garden that they would relate to in that time.
The garden is the newest addition to the Family Life Center. The center provides day treatment for people with Alzheimer's and other types of memory loss. It's a holistic approach that Cindy Longchamps calls nurturing care. The center uses therapy based on everything from music to movement to pets, and the building's designed in a way that allows the participants to wander freely while still being supervised. Longchamps says it's a revolutionary concept that tries to give the patients their dignity back.
You know, these are our parents, these are our grandparents that we have built our success on. Why are we wanting to lock them away?
And yet, Longchamps can understand that reaction, because Alzheimer's is such a frightening disease. But even as a person's memory slips away, their senses can remain sharp, and that's where the garden comes in. Deborah Burry is a horticultural therapist. She says many of the plants here were chosen for sensory stimulation, so there are bright colors to look at, fuzzy flowers to touch, and leaves that rustle in the wind. Burry says horticultural therapy isn't a cure for Alzheimer's disease, but it can often help bring a patient back to the present. Burry says that was the case with one woman who had totally stopped communicating.
And it took a beautiful lilac, actually, placed gently under her nose, and she reached her hand out and touched the lilac, and she said lilac. So by the smell and what she could see, it brought something out of her, which we hadn't been able to do before.
But horticultural therapy isn't just about passively looking at pretty flowers. It's also about digging and weeding and nurturing. On this day, several women are sitting around tables, carefully transplanting seedlings. One of the women is 83-year-old Verna Griffith. Like many of the other garden club members, she grew up on a farm. She says she's always loved working in the soil, and seeing all the plants in the garden brings back happy memories.
I can remember when my mother had a Christmas cactus, and the last year it blossomed, it had 100 blossoms on it. But I love any kind of plants like that. It just reminds me of the old days.
Horticultural therapist Deborah Burry says gardening can be beneficial for anyone, but here it's part of a therapeutic process.
You look at what their particular needs are. Their physical needs, their psychosocial needs, and then you develop a treatment plan as to how you are now going to meet those needs through horticulture.
It's still a relatively new concept. In fact, Deborah Burry is one of just two certified horticultural therapists in the entire state of Michigan. But the idea is catching on, and it's going beyond just treating Alzheimer's. A similar project for the mentally ill is now being planned in Madison, Wisconsin. And as these programs grow, Cindy Longchamp says data will be collected to gauge the effectiveness of healing gardens.
The idea here is not just to create something lovely. It's not just a small little garden. It does have effects on people, and it's to see it is to believe it.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.